Thailand's government is preparing shelters for up to 800,000 people as floodwater begins to flow into the metropolitan area. The government admits now that the city will be affected by flooding, and it's warned all of the city's residents to prepare for 4 to 6 weeks of flooding of up to 1 metre in depth. Southeast Asia correspondent Zoe Daniel reports.
I'm at a school on the banks of the Chao Phraya River in Bangkok City, just a few kilometres from the CBD. And as you can hear, the river here is overflowing through this school and into the street. Authorities over the weekend were at a loss to explain just why the river was so high beyond tidal predictions, and in fact rose very quickly, panicking local residents. Today, the army is here desperately trying to sandbag this leak to prevent more water from flowing into these suburbs.
Resident and community leader Prakon Jaitrong shows us just where the leak began on Saturday, when the river rose suddenly and broke through the back wall of the school. It was lots of water and the wall is old, about 40 or 50 years old. The water pushed it and the wall broke. It went out to waist level because the river was very high. Close to the river, annual flooding is the norm, but residents have never seen so much water come so fast. District Director Ari Wong Nopitlert says residents were terrified. It was very fast. Within 1 hour, the water reached at waist level inside and knee level outside, she says. After the wall was broken, the strong push made water come to this community, and it made people frightened because it's never happened before. The government is confident that soldiers can plug that leak with sandbags, but the problem is they're now battling to stop water on so many fronts. River walls have had to be heightened to protect key assets, like the Riverside Hospital where His Majesty the King is convalescing, where barriers have been raised to 3 metres. Key flood walls and gates are being reinforced and leaks constantly repaired. The Prime Minister has warned everyone in the city of 12 million to move belongings higher than 1 metre and prepare for 4 to 6 weeks of flooding, as the government has no choice but to allow water to drain through the city. We need water to go through parts of Bangkok that drain the fastest before the high tide of the sea at the end of the month, Yingluck Shinawat says. The danger will rise again around the 28th of October, when tides will once again raise the river and block the flow of water into the ocean. In the meantime, water is still inching closer and closer into the city's northern suburbs, with the old international airport at Don Mueang now threatened. This is Zoe Daniel in Bangkok for AM.